With COVID-19 infection rates easing after a summer surge, Bay Area health officers are poised to announce plans today for an eventual end to the region's indoor masking mandate. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. When masks can come off is still uncertain. Health officials are finalizing criteria that counties would have to meet to lift the restrictions. On Wednesday, Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed a bill that would have required businesses selling certain products to the state to prove they're not contributing to tropical deforestation. The SACB reports environmental advocates had hoped Newsom would make California the first state to limit contracts to businesses that can prove their supply chains don't engage in the destruction of tropical forests, which is a major contributor to global climate change. Johnson & Johnson asked the FDA on Tuesday to allow extra shots of its COVID-19 vaccine as the U.S. government moves toward expanding its booster campaign to millions more vaccinated Americans. JJ said it filed a request with the FDA to authorize boosters for people 18 and older who previously received the company's one-shot vaccine. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. School sites throughout Humboldt County will no longer be in the dark during local power outage events, thanks to a state grant and coordination between the Humboldt County Office of Education and the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. 7,500-watt generators arrived this week, and they are being supplied to local schools free of charge, the generators paid for through the Public Safety Power Shutoff Grant. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.